Good afternoon and welcome. Thank you for joining me here today. If you found yourself here, there may be a message for your healing journey, soul's evolution, transformation, or simply information. Today, beautiful family and friends, we have the Law of Oneness happening all across the world. The laws of relativity, divinity, and mentalism, and manifestation. As we heal and capture our divine will, we find harmony, forgiveness, creation, potentials, and our good dharma, and yes, transcending and reverence. You see, sometimes the law of cause and effect cause us to receive the effects of our goodness, our higher self, our identity, and our beliefs. Sometimes our core beliefs are simply shaken to the core. We create feelings, or we conjure up the feelings, and we want to create something different and settle out our emotions, balancing out the circumstances of our lives, and understanding that the creative process and the unfolding of thought process, thoughts inside, thoughts outside, beliefs in our experience, and asking divine, the higher self, our conscious and unconscious unfolding of the truth. We awaken the feelings that purge out the pain. We, yes, kick up the pain to purge it out. And we rely on divine. The unfolding thoughts, the world inside, somehow lines up to what's external now. And nothing is expired unless it is purged out the pain. Expired people, expiration of a lot of things in life, including just cleaning out the closets or maybe the refrigerator. What is expired? Well, it's correlating. Maybe it's an ultimate mirror of consciousness. What's occurring in our life, the common themes, the pain that's common themes that we accept, or we wish to manifest the things we wish to change in our life. You see, the spiritual realm helps us mentally accept the things we cannot change or accept anymore. And that's called healing. Law of Oneness and Law of Healing. It's our divine right to physically, mentally, emotionally accept the things we cannot change, and yes, manifest the things we wish to change. Even belief sets, or people that set our beliefs into motion, and maybe they don't resonate anymore, and that's okay. We have a divine right to stand in our power. We awaken the feelings, and yes, we're ready to identify any limiting beliefs and know how magnificent each one of us are. The quantum shifts in our body, mind, and soul, and yes, we take it out back. Sometimes we have to take ourselves out back and shift our own quantumness because we want to know what the goodness is. We forgive what we didn't know. And when we know, sometimes it's a challenge to forgive. But you see, the truth always sets us free, helps us create something better. Yes, going within, keeping the faith, quantum shifting so miracles can happen in our lives, wrapping it up in a bow or maybe in a nice bow pasta salad for the evening. Yes, giving thanks and praise and sitting in front of a mirror and saying, hell no, I accept that bullshit, or I no longer accept the bullshit, the horse shit, and any other kind of shit. Sometimes the shit keeps piling up, but we can go ahead and spread it. I saw that today on my drive out in the country. Yes, into nature, experiencing shit. One last time. And we don't waver. We continue to feel whole. We continue to push forward. We continue to drive, even though it was very foggy this morning and people didn't have their lights on. So I consciously asked them to turn their lights on. Some of them actually did. They had fog lights to navigate their storm, and they weren't watching where they were going. But luckily, our dream teams and God, divine, and our inner knowing means we have conscious efforts to navigate our own storm. You see, that's perfection. Or is it certainly inside job saying alert? That no longer serves to just trust other people. They're going to get out of the way. See, we're whole. We are one. We are healing. We believe in divinity. We have our own mental thoughts, and we're manifesting something different. We're taking care of our health, and everybody's perfect because we're gifts in God's garden. If you don't feel like you belong in God's garden, build your own. You can be innovative thinkers. Remember, healing the pain within, purging it wherever you feel like it, and grasp a hold of Mother Nature, Mother Gaia, and dwell in her loving arms, giving thanks and praise for the tears, the pain, and yes, maybe we all fall into the dirt pile and we root around because we're upset, because the shit's too deep. But just know, after we wrestle around with the dirt pile, maybe we don't know what we're letting go. Maybe the truth is so deep it hurts. But that's called earthing. However you do it, embrace it. I saw a bunch of big trees today. Somehow they were falling down. They were beautiful, strong, and tall. I was wondering why they were on the ground. Was it an actually natural disaster? Did somebody cut the beautiful trees down because they were so perfect? Or was that something I was supposed to see? How many people want to cut perfection down to the core, not allowing them to actually come to fruition and live their life out? You see, that pain within is symbolic to the core of us, the root. Who do we pretend to be? Are we pretending and people actually don't like that? Or is that they're pretending and people don't like your perfection? Either way, Mother Nature is very forgiving. We accept the law of attraction, meaning, what are we looking for? What are we feeling inside? What are we receiving that no longer serves or is pushing out what no longer serves, and we're opening up to our own divinity? It's relative, and yes, it certainly can feel important. What jackets are we wearing today? What coats are we wearing today? Do we embody the best versions of ourselves? We are always asked for proof that we know the truth, proof that we know what our life is supposed to be like. We are always asked that we have mental clarity to where we're going. Sometimes it unfolds perfectly. Sometimes we think it's not unfolding perfectly, and it is. We ask for forgiveness for what we did not know. We ask that we have healing to transform our trauma and, yes, transform our lives. We ask that within you is Source, meaning the universe supports your healing journey and you have guidance around you. We ask that we have clarity to what our core values and committing to what matters is instilled in us, and maybe that we can manifest of letting go to try and control life and allow the miracles to flow in. It's all about divine will, listening to the guidance of our body, mind, and soul. Our body intuitively knows when we're hungry, when we're tired, when we're thirsty, and what are we thirsty for? What do we have passion for? What do we need to release judgment on to set us free? Developing your wisdom, and yes, the highest version of yourself, is taking contemplation. Or do we fight it and we feel despair. It doesn't matter your gender. We all have divine masculine, feminine, and we all have creations within the divine masculine role. All aspects of manifestation are imprints of our seeds of our lives, fruition, and yes, fertility. The wombs of life, symbolic of the feminine, and the masculines are creative as well. The process of what we desire. And yes, it encompasses masculine and feminine coming together, weaving in and out of that sacred energy. Just know, gender doesn't play a role in your healing, except for the hurt of the healing plays a role in the healing process. It depends upon the pain of the energetic force and what happened to you, the forcing of the pain, how you heal. What leads first? Divine masculine, feminine, or who's leading the healing? You can rely on each other because we're building our healing and our lives with love. And yes, that will flow through you eternally. The true essence of who you are is who you are. And we grow, ebb, flow, and yes, one mind, one spirit, healing from heaven and through our hearts. Be present, family and friends. There's unchangeable aspects to all parts of you. Some of it is eternal, and some of it is just external. Just know. Live like you are dying, as they always say. There's many songs about that. Laugh, live, and love. It is our birthright to find love and healing. We accept the things we cannot change, and we have the courage and great discernment to know the difference of what we can. Love will heal all of us. Journal one thing today that scares you. Journal one thing today you wish to change. Journal one thing that you wish to be more creative with and or to and or from. What is it that you wish to change in your world today? Your destiny, your destined paths. Sometimes your greatest gift prevails when you don't even expect it. The gifts from within. Sometimes I've seen people journal, I wish to cry today and feel. I want to heal. I want to purge. I want to dance. I want to sing. I want to be creative. It can just be simply, I wish to have time and space for myself. That seeker within is divine. Divine right timing. Just know conscious actions bring in fruition. Your destined path and the reality in your realms flow through you. Dimensions, realities, and times. We heal and we can purge. And you can ask for your spiritual team and your guidance to heal you. And if there's anything from timelines back into present, you can heal that. You can ask for assistance to healing your future, knowing that maybe you have a journey in place and the person that loves you, you can heal it together. It's the law of action. Get out of your comfort zone and take some bold actions today and literally dance like nobody's looking. You are being called to inspire yourself or inspire others. What can we do today? The universe always asks us to experience life, not to feel paralyzed through too much analyzing. Listen to the voice within, meditate, contemplate, laugh, maybe even cry, and yes, throw some dirt up in the air and say, hell with that. I no longer dance in the dirt pile, but I want to visit it once in a while if I want to root around and think about it. Maybe you're angry with situations. That's okay. Ask that you receive more than you give. Then maybe you give to yourself, and then maybe you're less willing to give to others because you realize that's why you're angry throwing the dirt around. giving to yourself. Within you is the same source that created the entire universe. You see, we're universally one. We create together. We heal together. We unite together. We make our lives better together with love. That's what we do. We forgive ourselves for what we didn't know. We didn't know we could be so creative. We didn't know that we deserve love. We didn't know we're piling on pain in the dirt pile. We didn't know we could push it out to the dirt pile. Sometimes we just drive into the ditch and then we end up in a pile. Guess what happens? We have a vehicle within. The universal law of giving and receiving is, maybe at that moment you drove into the ditch, maybe you drove into the revere and you weren't sure what you saw. Maybe you didn't like what you saw. Maybe you started healing because you were too tired, mentally exhausted, and the laws of healing came into place. They ask for you to forgive yourself, dear one, and stop getting into your head and focusing on why you don't deserve it. Manifest the graciousness of yes. You are perfectly aligned to heal. Awaken yourself within. And yes, your heart will shine because it's definitely tearing because you realized you were in pain all along. There's a difference between giving and receiving. Sometimes we receive it and we give it at the same time. The ability to flow with your energy of both. The law of divinity, the law of fearing what we don't know, the law of healing, which we are receiving and giving, and journaling. You'd be surprised how attached we get to what we're journaling. It's an expression of the pain inside, meaning let it go. That's why we journal and burn. We don't always have to grade our own paper. We journal and burn it. God knows you're asking for forgiveness. You're asking to feel whole. You're asking to connect to your divine team. You're asking that your mental thoughts can be put to paper, but we're not grading it. We're not judging it. We are just simply manifesting. We are learning to create. We are learning to forgive. We are knowing that we will have to restore perfect health because our heart is healing. We are creating oneness and we are divine. We are the gifts in God's garden. And you can create your own garden however you wish to see it. And you can go there and be upset. You can go there to cry. You can go there to purge. And you can go there to plant new seeds. You see, family and friends, we're shifting the energies now. We're healing and we're planting seeds. Because in the spring, you will see the fruits of your labor. You will feel more love in your heart today. You have purged out the pain. And yes, the sun is shining on all of you today. From your crown, through your meridians, through your chakras, we are spinning out all of that pain and tossing it into the dirt. Sometimes they end up being really hard hockey pucks, and that's okay. You can certainly toss them. You can slap shot them into the dirt pile and you can simply laugh how they landed. You can even throw darts at them. Or you can decide to just say, wow, that feels really good to get that out of my body, that pain. And you can feel the oneness within. And that's relative. You are divinely perfect. And yes, forgive yourself. And sometimes simply just sit with yourself and say, wow, I am in gratitude today, knowing I've done so much work. My health feels better. I feel lighter. I decided to heal today. I feel more whole, and I am divine. Walk in your divinity, knowing that you are perfect as you are. You deserve love. You deserve healing. You deserve this support. And for all of you on a healing journey. I personally wanted to say thank you for lifting the vibration of the earth. Mother Gaia, Mother Nature certainly is giving you love back. Even if we don't feel it always, it is always there to tap into. Get outside and give gratefulness and be humble and kind, picking up the earth, picking up our lives one more time. And yes, sometimes if your knuckles are dragging on the ground, you say, why? Look up and say, thank you. I know why, because the experience was unique to your journey. And if it's not unique to your journey and it doesn't belong in your journey, kick it out like petals, boulders, and yes, pebbles. Say, hell no, it's not my experience. It's not supposed to be in my path. If I've already learned the lessons, remove it. Cut, cancel, and delete that experience, and we're done. Complete. It is done. It is done. It is done. And thank you, thank you, thank you. We have moved on. We have learned. We have grown. We've ebbed, and we flow. Now ask for love to come in. You are ready and worthy of love. You deserve love. You are of love, and you are divine. Don't forget it. Don't ever forget it. Do not forget it. Do the Ho'oponopono prayer. I love you. Thank you. I forgive you, and I'm sorry. And say it backwards a few times. Eventually, your body will say, well, yes, finally, we've here. We have landed, and we have grown. And you say to yourself, thank you. I am sorry. I forgive you, and I love you. Don't forget it. You are loved. You are worthy of love. Trust your truth. Find the truth. Find your divinity. Find your forgiveness. Be creative. And yes, manifest, knowing you are healthy as you are. You are loved as you are, because you're growing and ebbing and flowing every day. You will evolve every day. There's no need to control the experience. Just know God's in charge. Your dream team's here, and every day. The law of relativity is you are divinely perfect and live in your truth. To thine own self be true, family and friends, with the gift of seeing your truth. Go inside, close your eyes, and see what's there. Do a clean sweep of what no longer serves, purging it out and receiving love and hugs. And yes, treat yourself with respect and kindness and compassion. That trumps all. And just know God will support you and forgive you. If you are on a healing journey, you are blessed beyond belief. We are building now with love. We are building now with compassion, and we always have boundaries, and we always return to center all evil with evil intentions, 24/7, 365. We're cleaning up the evil, and we're definitely opening up a big hole and dumping it in there, and we might even bury it for sure. It's okay, because that's where it needs to go. All that pain, yes, in the spring you will see the flowers. And maybe go buy yourself some flowers or just pick them. Or have your children draw some pictures. Just know it is perfect as is, just as you are. Take care, family and friends. And so it is. Namaste.